You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Wednesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is August 28th, and today we are going to cover the sixth of our eight division previews as we approach the start of the NFL season. So far we have covered the NFC in its entirety, and yesterday we covered the AFC South. So today we will take a look at the AFC East. The first team I want to talk about in the East is the Patriots. I think they are arguably the worst team in the league. The only team that might be worse is like maybe the Panthers. They went 4-13 last year. They had the worst point differential in the AFC by 6 touchdowns. And looking at this roster, I'm not even sure they're worth talking about. The secondary is pretty decent with Christian Gonzalez and Jonathan Jones at corner. And then they've got Jabril Peppers and Duggar at safety. But other than that, the whole team is pretty much irrelevant. They traded Matthew Judon to the Falcons, who was probably their best player. And then when you look at the offensive side of the ball, they still have Ramondre Stevenson at running back and Hunter Henry at tight end, but that's about it. Their wide receiver room is a joke. The offensive line isn't very good, and they're probably going to start the season with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, who at best is a high-end backup. They did draft Drake May 3rd overall out of UNC, and he's the one that they will look to have save the franchise, but I'm not sure he's ready to play yet, and even if he is, I'm not sure I would want him in there behind that line and with no weapons. I mean, this is a bad team, and I won't be surprised if they finish last in the entire league. I've got them slated at 3-14, and I won't be surprised if they are picking first in the 2025 draft. But yikes, that was a depressing start. Let's talk about a team with a little bit more hope, and that would be the New York Jets. So they finished 7-10 in a disappointing season last year after Aaron Rodgers got hurt just 4 snaps into the season. But this year, they bring a majority of the team back from last year. They made a few other additions as well, so I think they're going to be pretty solid. It all starts with Rodgers, though. He's 40 years old now. He's coming off the torn Achilles. If he's able to look anything like his old self, this team has a chance to compete for a Super Bowl. But if not, they're probably going to struggle. Regardless, they do have a lot of weapons. So they have Breece Hall and Braylon Allen at running back, Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams, who came over from the Chargers at receiver. And then they got a solid offensive line, too. And I really like their defense. Got Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner, CJ Mosley, and a lot of others that can really make an impact. But one of those guys is Hassan Reddick, who they traded for from Philly. But the problem is he's holding out until he gets a new deal, and I'm not sure the Jets are willing to give him what he's looking for. So we'll see how that plays out. He could be a huge piece for them on the D-line if he ends up playing this season, but just not sure he's going to be there. So overall, this team has great balance. They got a lot of playmakers, so I think they're going to be good. The problem is, you know, it's a tough division. AFC is still tough, so I've got them at 9-8, finishing third. The next team up is the Buffalo Bills. The Bills went 11-6 last year, and they beat the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs before losing to Mahomes and the Chiefs at home in the divisional round. And I think they still have the best QB in the division, so I think they're going to remain competitive. But honestly, I don't love the rest of the roster. They lost several players this offseason, including Stephon Diggs, who they sent to the Texans for a second-round pick. But then they did draft Keon Coleman out of Florida State, who I think can really make an impact right away. And they still have James Cook at running back and two really good tight ends with Kincaid and Dawson Knox. So they still have some firepower on offense. I just think they might take a slight step back this year. The defense is still decent. They got Teron Johnson, Rasul Douglas, Ed Oliver. But guys like Von Miller are starting to get a little bit older. Matt Milano already tore a bicep, so he's going to miss some significant time. But looking at the team overall, like I said, I think Josh Allen is still the best quarterback in the division, and I think he is so good that he will keep them competitive. But I just don't know if they're going to be as good as they were last year. I think they'll be about 10-7 and probably squeak into the playoffs. But with that, that brings us to the Dolphins. They're the last team here. They went 11-6 last year, just like the Bills, but then they got crushed in the first round of the playoffs by the Chiefs. They did have one of the better point differentials in the league last year, which I think is a good indicator of how good a team is. But a large portion of that came from that 70-20 beatdown that they gave to the Broncos. But even if you take that game away and those 50, you know, extra points, they still would have had the eighth best differential in the entire league. So pretty good. So I don't like their QB situation as much as the Bills. I think Tua is all right, but I'm not sure that he's going to stay healthy, and I'm really not sure how well he can play in the cold still. But when you look at the rest of this roster, they are pretty much loaded. They have so much speed on offense with Raheem Mostert, A-Chain, Waddle, and Tyreek Hill. They also brought in OBJ at receiver, and they have what I would consider to be an above-average offensive line as well. And then on the defensive side, they have a great secondary with Holland, Fuller, and Poyer. And then you add Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Calais Campbell to the front seven, and it starts looking pretty scary. So, like I said, this team hasn't proven they can win in the postseason, especially in the cold. But my guess is that they put it together during the regular season, at least enough to win the East. And at that point, they would get to host a playoff game. So I'll set them at 11-6 as long as Tua stays healthy. And if they do have a home playoff game, then, you know, I think they have a much better chance to win than if they have to go, you know, pretty much anywhere else. Any of these other teams like Kansas City or Cincinnati or Buffalo, Baltimore, I think they're really going to struggle. But so anyway, to summarize, I've got Miami winning the whole division at 11-6. The Bills coming in second at 10-7. The Jets right on the doorstep at 9-8. And then the Patriots in last at 3-14. The one thing I'm pretty certain about is the other squads are going to destroy New England this year. But honestly, any other combination of the other three at the top would not surprise me at all. I think it's mainly going to depend on who can stay healthy, who's going to protect the ball down the stretch. It really could be any combination of those three teams, and it wouldn't surprise me at all. So, so that's what we got for the AFC East this year. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Wednesday episode and the sixth of our eight NFL division previews. Tune in tomorrow where we will take a deeper look at the AFC West. But as always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.